It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, it's time for a new segment here on the Download, and this one's a keeper. Tonight, we start our year-long tournament. It's called the Chicago Accent Challenge. The Chicago accent has been made famous by superfans, but you know what? There's much more to our local dialect than the bears and the bulls. It's nuanced, and according to region, ethnicity, and gender. And how do I know this? Well, because I read my guest book. Ted McClellan is back tonight. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern, and he's got an event tomorrow called The Changing Chicago Accents at 2 o'clock at the Rogers Park branch of the Chicago Public Library. Ted, good to see you, buddy.
Great to be back.
It's great to have you here, man, and I'm excited for this. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's simple. We get contestants on the line, and the best accent tonight wins a Lou Malnati's pizza. But that's not all. The winner gets the opportunity to play in the Download Chicago Accent Bloodsport Tournament, which will take place later this fall. I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. We're going to be doing men's and women's divisions.
Yes,
right?
We are.
Because linguists have found that men and women do the Chicago accent differently. Men are more likely to do that. There was actually a study of steel workers on the east side in the 70s. They found that men were more likely to do the D's, Dem, and Do's thing. Because they only had to go to the mill and to the tavern. And their wives had to deal with doctors and teachers and all the other professionals. And I was actually, you know, I went on kind of an accent safari to the southwest side. I went to a bar called Wrong's Tap. It was at 100 in Beverly. And, you know, it was, you know, what are the squares for this quarter? 0 and 3.
Right.
And well, I was on the way back and I was talking to a guy. And he was a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. And if anybody can have a Chicago accent, it's a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. But you know, he didn't even sound like he was from the Midwest. And he said, "Yeah, my dad has one, but my mom kind of beat it out of me." So you know, it's gender.
Yeah, of course,
it's generational.
We got men's and women's categories, right. And all I know is that we are going to have a cash purse, like a grand prize. It's going to be $333.
And you got to pronounce it in the Chicago way before.
Wouldn't this be great? Like,
before you can claim it,
we'll get a theater. We'll do it like it. Yeah, we'll hook it up like it's a Karate Kid tournament, but it's for the Chicago accent crowd. Everything. It's going to be the best time.
And it would
ever.
Be so great if we could do it at Turdy Turd and Troop, but unfortunately, those streets don't intersect. There's a park there.
312-981-7200. You call up. We interview you. You read a couple of things and some other fun stuff. And boom, your Friday night is made. So if you use phrases like drag it through the garden, over by dare, at least once a week, you got a good chance to win some stuff tonight. 312-981-7200. All right, Ted.
Yeah.
We ready to rock?
I'm ready.
Before we get to, we got Mike on the line, Paula, Gloria. I want to get to everybody on the line here.
Mike, I like that already.
Yeah, already. You know, you talk about in your book, there's a lot of regional dialect. I
mean, yeah.
You kind of set it up. How does Chicago stack up? I mean, when you've already been able to diversify the accent in this city, you know, not just the Chicago accent. But when you talk about the Wisconsin accent, the Iowa accent, and someone from Indiana, does the Chicago accent, where does it come from and what makes it so special?
Well, I mean, originally it came through Buffalo. You know, it came along the Erie Canal and it came through Buffalo. We talk more like people from Buffalo than we talk like people from Peoria or Decatur in our own state. You know, because the settlers they got on the boat there and they went through the Great Lakes and they got off at Chicago. So you'll hear people, you know, do that D's, Dem, and Do's thing in Buffalo too.
Really,
that was a big steel community. So and then you know it was. You know, it started out in the 19th century with the New Englanders who were migrating west, and then it was, you know, there were immigrant innovations. Yeah, it was, as I keep talking about, you know, that D's, Dem, and Do's thing that came from immigrants from places like Italy and Poland, because English is one of the few languages that has the th sound, the th sound. So people who weren't familiar with it, they would just
they
stop.
Use the D, right?
They use the D,
yeah,
and it got passed down through the generations. And that's becoming, that particular facet of the accent is becoming less common.
Well, you see, I mean, when I think accents, I always think of New York area. When I think of New Jersey, that style. When the country thinks of a Chicago accent, are they familiar?
They think of, because of the super fans,
right?
You know, and some people say that actually made people self-conscious and made people sort of back off on the Chicago accent. So the moment it got the most attention was sort of maybe
that in
itself. Led it to
decline. Roe was saying
but,
earlier
you know, what we're talking about is you know the classic that's what they call the classic Chicago accent. And that was really the strongest in, you know, the World War II generation and the baby boomer generation.
And kind of, to be fair,
the city's industrial heyday.
And that's why you're here, is that we're not going for the caricature. We're not going for, hey, you do a great George Wendt.
No, the reason you're here
is that this will be a nuanced judging experience.
So
feel confident in your accent and what you bring to the table.
Right.
You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to try and play it up. You don't have to play a character, do a bit. Be confident in your accent.
If the girls who did that Eagle Insurance ad are out there, please call in. You have a great chance to win a pizza.
All right, 312-981-7200. Roe was talking earlier. He's like, he always had a pet peeve with the Superfans bit because he felt that was more, obviously it was over the top, but it also had an East Coast vibe. He said it had a Boston vibe to it. They weren't really doing it right.
But George Wendt is from Clearing. Yeah. So, you know, he should have, he heard that. Growing up,
yeah, he actually had a great one, but you're talking about the and Smigel had a great one too, but
then Mike Myers is from Toronto, so
there you go. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's start it off tonight with Mike. Mike, where are you from, Mike?
What parish are you from? That's where we got to start.
I'm actually from Chicago, but I'm now out in Oregon, Illinois.
Okay, Oregon, and where? Okay, so you grew up in Chicago?
I grew up in Chicago on the South Side, one St. Rita.
Okay.
St. Rita. Okay, there we go.
Right. Point for you.
All right.
What's that?
No, it's a point for you.
My coin?
No. No, we're just joking. We said a point for you for the St. Rita reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Basically, growing up as an altar boy, in St. Rita, you had to have respect for your father.
All right, there you go.
You didn't know your father, you didn't know your mother.
Now you're sounding like a New Yorker here, father and mother.
No.
You're dropping your heart.
It is Chicago.
Yeah. It is Chicago. All right, so let's do this. I want to give you a line to read, Mike. This is from Ted's book. He's got all the lines, okay? I want you to say, after they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to Lou Malnati's on Cermak. Can you say that?
After they played softball at Ogden Park, they went to Lou Malnati's for pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty
good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. We'll put you on the. We got your number. We got a line of people, so we'll get back to you on that, Mike.
I think this is a great segment. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
Thanks
we
for calling
appreciate
in.
You calling
the
in,
inaugural
Mike.
Call.
How
thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
There you go. Mike had an accent that seemed to slip more East Coast.
Yeah, he was your mother and your father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does have Chicago roots, mentioned St. Rita.
Yeah,
but
no,
that's going to be the fun part about this. Yeah. Is like you could make an argument that the way he was speaking and the way that was an authentic approach to the Chicago accent.
He definitely had some elements of it.
All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. If you think you could do better than Mike, pizza's on the line. That was the start. So let's go to Paula. Paula, you're on the line.
I love
the laugh.
How
Paula.
Are you? Where are you from, Paula?
The Chicago area.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. What do you mean the Chicago area? Where'd you grow up?
Well, western suburbs.
Okay. You grew up in the western suburbs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a sentence just for women, and that's an outbound train from the loop will be arriving shortly. If you can beat her.
Can you do that?
No, that's not as much fun as the softball one.
I know.
But.
I'm just kidding, because that's one of the great female Chicago accents right there. On the CTA. So.
All right, I'll give you the same one. After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
After they played softball at Ogden Park, they went to get pizza at Lou Malnati's.
On
Ogden.
No, on Cermak. Give me a Cermak.
Oh, on Cermak.
Yeah, Cermak. That's good.
All right. There you go. So that's good. Okay. Are you ready? I got one for you. Ready, Paula?
Yeah.
All right. So this is, you have to answer this.
Okay.
This is my question to you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
No.
You
I'm
have
asking,
to, you have to
answer.
Order food.
You're ordering.
You
I'm
tell
the,
us
I'm,
what you want at Portillo's.
This is my question to you.
Yeah.
Italian beef, wets, peppers. Sweet peppers, and chocolate cake and a chocolate shake.
All right, that's a good order. That's a strong order. All right, Paula, that's good. All right, so I think we have enough information on you, Paula. Thanks for calling. Good work.
Well, we don't know what parish you're from. We need that.
What parish, yeah.
Well, see, in the suburbs, really didn't talk about parishes unless you went to a Catholic high school.
Okay.
And then you talked parishes. So I was in St. Louis de Marillac in LaGrange Park.
Okay.
All right, there All right. you go. Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks right, for calling. Bye. All right. There we go. All right. So we've had one man and one woman so right. far, and they right. both have they distinguish yeah. themselves early. I mean, as front runners, I mean, we will see. We got yeah. other people on the line here. 312-981-7200. I have not heard enough to give away a pizza.
No, neither have I. I'm sure, you know,
Paula was strong, and there was some stuff yeah. in there where you're like, oh, yeah, I hear the Chicago accent, but they're.
But
also,
not like, who was that guy we had last time?
I know. I think it was Scott.
He ended the sentence with ratter, you know? That clinched it.
A clincher. We don't want to give away what the clinchers are, but right. Ratter might do it.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, and we will continue the first ever Chicago Accent Challenge on the download. Stay with us.
All right.
720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time to continue our Chicago Accent Challenge. Ted McClellan's in the building. He is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He actually has an event. This just kind of cozied up perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, called the Changing Chicago Accent, 2 o'clock at the Rogers Park branch of the Chicago Public
yes,
Library.
Yes, I'll be playing classic Chicago accents, especially Alderman Spazzato.
That's a great Chicago accent. Yeah,
he's a ringer.
Yeah,
if he calls in, he's going to win a pizza.
6907 North
and
Clark.
And Alderman Napolitano.
So here we are. We're doing the Chicago Accent Challenge. This is our inaugural voyage. The idea is that the winner tonight, Ted's going to vote for the winner. Is going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza and will be qualified for the grand prize, which mm-hmm. really is the tournament, the Bloodsport-like, right. Karate Kid-like Chicago Accent Tournament. We're going to do... In a neighborhood, at a bar in the back, where we are going to put on a whole thing where it is going to be fight to the death, right. best Chicago accent, and the winner gets $333.
We may have you read a Mike Royko column.
Yeah.
That's it. One of the Slats Grobnik columns.
One of the Slats Grobnik columns for the win. That's yeah, it. Yeah. Oh, well, that's coming up later. Let's just focus on one episode. It's kind of like America's Funniest Videos where yeah. you know you can't get ahead of yourself. You got to right. win the first one to get right. to the big one. Let's keep going. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, welcome to the show. Where are you from? What parish are you from, Glenn?
St. Benedict's, Northside.
All right. Northside. There you go.
All right. Strong start. Glenn, you've called in before, right? You called in when we were doing the Chicago accent, when we were doing Guess Where You're From.
Oh, I don't remember.
well regardless, because I remember the St. Benedict.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do people tell you all the time you got a strong Chicago accent?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What do they say? I mean, do they say that you sound great? Are they more like, oh, what's with the accent? Like, how does it usually play out in conversation?
Oh, no, it's just some people would mention that I have a Chicago accent, but nothing negative, you know.
Where do you still live where you grew up?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm on the north side, but I moved a little bit further west, you know. St. Benedict's is over on Western Avenue. I'm on Harlem Avenue now.
Okay, great. All right, good. All right, I got a couple things for you. You ready to play?
Okay, sure.
All right, so the first is going to be, I want you to read this back, okay?
Okay.
I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand at 111th and Throop.
I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand at 111th and Throop.
Yeah.
All
right.
I tried to trick you, Glenn. Good work.
You can't trick a real Chicagoan with
that. All right. Glenn, you ready? You ready for that's Ted's version. He's really good at this. He's a linguist. He's going for how you sound. I've got one that's a little bit more how Chicago you are. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is just a question. I just need an answer. You don't have to read it back. Just a question. What's the best way to get to the Trib Tower from where you're from using side streets only?
Wow. Side streets only?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying non-expressways.
Oh, okay, at Grand Avenue. You know, you take Grand, it's a good angle. It goes from the north side kind of into the city, and you mm-hmm. take Grand to Michigan and then south of Michigan.
That's pretty strong. I was hoping for a berry in there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never make it if you took the real side streets, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. They all cut off. Right. All right, Glenn, that was very strong, Glenn.
I think Glenn's a front runner
You're a front runner right now.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Glenn from the North Side. Strong start. Okay, let's keep going. Let's go to Gloria. Gloria, you're on with the Chicago Accent Challenge. Where are you from? What parish are you from?
Oh, I should take a speakerphone. Kudos to Glenn from the North Side.
Yeah.
I'm from the South Side.
Yeah.
Okay. St. Sabina, class of 1960.
Okay.
And I grew up by 79th in Racine. And I am just, your guest tonight, I think, was at my library, and I missed him.
Oh, wow. You can come to Rogers Park tomorrow.
Yeah, he's always well, he's always around.
Didn't I just tell you I'm from the South Side and the big parade is Sunday?
Yeah.
You have to start drinking on Saturday to be ready for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
Okay. All right. You ready? All right.
Yes.
So I got a couple things for you here. I'm going to give you a new one. You ready? The squares.
Yes.
For this quarter, the squares for this quarter are 0 and 3.
Oh, are we talking football pool?
Yeah.
But you need to just repeat that sentence. Ready? The squares for this.
Squares for this quarter are 0 and 3.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what we're looking for.
All right. I have a question for you.
I never win in football pools.
Yeah. Me neither. Me neither. All right, Gloria. And I have a question for you. Ready?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
What's the best way to get to the Trib Tower where we're at right now from where you're from?
Well, you go over by Dare. That's the easiest way.
Over by Dare.
Okay, well, I go down 87th Street, hop on to Ryan, and I go north, and
we just want side streets.
Yeah, can you do it without the expressway, without the Ryan?
No, Dan Ryan.
To LSD. And then over to Michigan. Oh, okay, I'm confused.
That's good enough. That's good enough, Gloria. No. That was great. That's good stuff. All right. Yeah. So, Gloria, you got. I like you repping St. Sabina.
And pronouncing Michigan with a K. That's a point for you.
Yeah, class of 1960.
Class of 1960. I love it. All right, Gloria. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
I like Father Flager. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Look at that. Bye bye. All right. We're on our way here. We got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Right. All right, can we sneak one more in before we go to the break? All right, let's go to John. John, where are you from? What parish are you from, John?
I am from Bridgeport, Chicago.
All right, Bridgeport. Did you grow up in Bridgeport?
I did. I grew up in Bridgeport.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Do you like it there? I mean, tell us a little bit about your experience in Bridgeport.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
No, I was just going to say, tell us about Bridgeport. What do you like about the neighborhood you grew up in?
You know, one of the things I really like about it is it's kind of like generations of families that have, stayed and raised their kids and raised their kids. And my own family's been here for several generations.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to give you something to read back. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to the Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to the Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
All right, good. Okay, strong. All right, and then I'll give you the same question I gave Gloria. What's the best way to get to the Trib Tower from where you're from using side streets only?
Side streets only. I probably take 31st Street to Canal. Take Canal North to Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Roosevelt to Michigan and Michigan north to the Trib Tower.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's good stuff. All right, John. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right.
Alrighty.
Good work. Thanks, Bridgeport John. There we go. That's strong. We still got people on the line. Kathy, Andrea, 312-981-7200. And we are. This is a good start. Listen to all those accents. Glenn, the front runner. Gloria, probably the front runner on the women's division.
I agree. Yeah.
So we've got some competition tonight. Yeah, but I have a feeling there's still a second half to go. And
John pronounced North with a th.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
That's
Glenn,
not going to get
Glenn. Glenn was the North side. So
yeah, there you go.
he's winning just on that count.
Not unlike Chicago's a second half town. So the second half of the Chicago Accent Challenge coming up here. 312-981-7200. Ted McClellan with us. Stay with us.
Favorite actor, Dennehy. Favorite drink, Old Bulls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Say goodbye a little longer like I ate a piece of Big Red. Grow a mustache the size.
size of Mike Ditka's forehead. Hair comb to the side, looking like a piece of foam. Buick speakers, red cooler, 85 Bears Ubers, Polar sausage, bratwurst, walking like my cockers. Stacey Adams, no shirt, jewels to get a case of Squirt. Wife's pissed because I forgot to get the minute rice. So I'm back in the damn Buick to get a stinking bag of ice.
That's my favorite line of that. I gotta get back in the Buick to get a bag of stinking rice. That's Dennehy, Serengeti. Of course, the soundtrack tonight for the Chicago Accent Challenge here on the download. 312-981-7200. Ted McClellan in studio. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's got an event tomorrow at the Rogers Park Public Library, the Chicago Public Library up there, which is at 6907 North Clark. It's called The Changing Chicago Accent. 2 o'clock?
Yes.
It's worked out perfect for the inaugural Chicago Accent Challenge tonight. The winner gets pizza and is entered into the big Bloodsport-like, Karate Kid-like tournament that we will be doing live on stage for $333. Ted, I'm going to need some of that cash, but we'll figure that out as we pull it ourselves. Not right now. I'm just saying that it's going to be something you, me, and Pete.
Oh, we're going
to pull Rob Martier. We're going to have to put the money in. For the, I haven't secured.
We need to get a grant.
Yeah, we got to get a grant.
The Illinois Humanities Council for preserving the
for the Chicago accent.
Exactly.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's go with Andrea. Andrea, what parish are you from, Andrea?
Well, I'm actually from Naperville, so be St. Peter and Paul and St. Raphael.
Okay, right, great. How long did you grow up in Naperville?
I did.
What do you like about Naperville?
Well, I don't live there now. Now I'm in Aurora. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Do you like, tell what's the big differences between Aurora and Naperville?
Not really much. It's one big suburb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. Sounds good. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea.
Okay.
Oh, that's a
very Midwestern way to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, so we have reached the second half of the Chicago Accent Challenge, so we're going to mix it up a little bit. A little vocabulary challenge, mm-hmm. as a couple question answers. So are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Andrea.
I can be. All right. Yep.
So what do you call athletic footwear? What would you put on to play basketball?
My tennis.
Okay.
Tennis, okay.
Okay. What do you call the narrow space between two houses? I don't know if they have that in Naperville.
Not much, but I'd say the gangway.
Yes. All right.
Strong.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is another thing they might not have in Naperville. The front room. Oh, I messed it up. Sorry.
Yeah, the front room.
Yeah, the front room. Okay. All right. Here's another. What's the only remaining major grocery store chain here in Chicagoland? Now the Dominick's is gone.
Oh, the Jewel.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Nice. Okay. All right. Strong. That was strong. And Andrea, I have one question for you. Ready for the quick answer? Here it is. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, and like Italian beef, no peppers, fries, cheese on the side, and a large Diet Coke.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice, strong. Andrea, nice stuff. That is good. Oh, this is going to be a tough night, Ted. Andrea, thanks for calling. That was good.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Strong. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to John.
She had something she had an aspect of the Midwestern accent. We haven't heard that. And you actually hear it more in women. It's called short E, short U confusion. So you say like Midwestern.
All right,
yeah,
the
that came. Yeah, that came through.
Interesting. John, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Am I on it right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you're out of Portillo's. You're out of Portillo's. You're first in line.
Yeah. Listen, I like to get a combination.
Uh-huh.
I want hot peppers on it until you dip it. And then I like to get a Diet Coke with that.
All right.
It's always a Diet Coke. John, where are you from, John?
What parish are you from?
St. Gertrude's.
Oh, no, North Side.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
John, what do you like about St. Gertrude's? Talk about growing up. Talk about what you liked about growing up on the North Side.
Well, you grew up in St. Gertrude's. You had everything in the neighborhood. You really didn't need to drive a car. You had the elevated over on Granville Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old enough to remember streetcars on Clark Street.
Wow.
Buses. We had 5 undertakers within a half a mile.
We had
a Jewel over on Clark. I can go on and on.
Do you remember a big, tall basketball player named John Gorman?
Yeah, I know John Gorman.
Yeah, he used to work in this building here in the Tribune Tower.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I know John, sure.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of John.
All right, there you go.
He
went to Gertie's.
Ted's got you down to, he's got you down to who's your friends.
Well, let me tell you, John's a couple of years older than me.
Yeah, he's a couple years older than everybody.
All right, you ready for a quick vocabulary challenge, John? You want to do a little vocab?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so Ted's got a couple things for
you. So if you're going to play basketball, athletic footwear, what do you put on?
Gym shoes.
Exactly. All right. All right, so the room overlooking the street where you keep all your nice furniture and you only go in there on Christmas, what do you call that?
The living room.
Okay.
Okay.
Or front room, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't think I can do that one anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a certain way you say it that's not right. Being said, but yeah.
And then the, let's see. Oh, I got to come up with a new one here.
I'll throw it. I got one here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, John, you ready for this? I mean, Northside guy, so this is going to be a challenge. Name the starting pitchers for the 1983 White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm a Sox. 83. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to brain cramp on this one.
it's a tough one. Although I feel like today I had a lot of fun.
La Russa was the manager, okay? Yeah. And what's his name? Jen.
All right,
you got me.
I got a little too much.
I got one.
Well, let's move on because John got a lot of questions. Right. John, thanks for calling, buddy.
Good job. John.
Good job.
All right,
that was good stuff. Let's keep going. Let's go.
I'm putting him in the top slot.
All right, there you go. Really?
Yeah.
Irish Ruth is on the line. Yeah. Irish Ruth, is that your full name?
It could be. it was adopted. What I'd like to do is ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
And do you have the Saints marching in with all the Catholic churches? What a great idea, asking people what parish they're from.
What parish are you from, Ruth?
Well, the parish that I grew up in Chicago, of course,
mm-hmm.
Is not actually anymore a parish, but I was between two, St. Adalbert's and another one, but I would rather go now with my high school, first all-girls Catholic high school, City of Chicago. The school is gone, but the neighborhood is still there. It's called Little Italy.
Okay.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Okay.
I love Little Italy.
Uh-huh. I'm on the west side. Yeah.
And since I have three Ogden grandsons, I would like to say that today I saw them. They were there at Ogden Park on 22nd Street, Cermak Road, after
great.
They had gone to Lou Malinati.
So this is torn from the real life of Chicago here.
I saw them there. I saw them there today, this very day I did.
Well, were they playing softball? No, it's too cold for softball.
They were dressed as leprechauns. They were dressed as leprechauns.
Okay, it's too cold for that, too.
Here's the question that I have, but what I'm really looking for is a prize for a used Coast Guard auxiliary boat, because my son does auxiliary, Kenosha, Waukegan, and Fox Lake, China Lakes,
okay.
And he wants his own Coast Guard auxiliary boat to take it and patrol instead of going on someone else's boat. So if you happen to have that in your prize collection,
Coast Guard auxiliary boat? We're gonna have to get a big grant to give that away.
A used Coast Guard boat.
Okay.
A used Coast Guard boat.
All right. That's hilarious.
Got a Lou Malnati's pizza and a used Coast Guard boat to give away tonight.
Do you know about the Tribune contest that was from Molly, I can't think of it, the Italian name of the grocery store, not Madrigano's.
Mariano's.
But, Mariano's, right. They had a Tribune contest along with Steinhoffel's, and I haven't heard anything about it for Tickets to Love Never Dies.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Right. I didn't check it out. But thank you for the call, and thank you for telling us all about what's going on in Ogden. We appreciate that.
We need to get the Coast Guard to sponsor us. They have a
weather station, and we also have a used Coast Guard boat.
Well, they have an outpost in Calumet Park, so you know.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay,
because we'll run out of time and we'll mess up the ending.
All right,
so let's take a break. I still got Brendan, Kathy, Charlie. I got some open slots. If you want to try and come in and sneak and take this thing from maybe John or Glenn or Gloria or Ruth or Andrea. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take our last break tonight.
here on The Download. Stay with us.
Spend time with the wife. Take her out to Bennigan's. See if they cook chops right. Go and get a laser disc. Projection screen TV. Portillo's Italian beef. And a movie star, Tommy B. Back in the damn Buick. Cut on W.
312-981-7200. It is the Chicago Accent Challenge. Here on The Download, 312-981-7200. Your accent tonight, if you have the best Chicago accent, Ted McClellan, the judge, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. If you have the best, you get a pizza, and you get qualified for the big tournament we're going to do this fall, which the grand prize is $333.
Yeah. That's great. And a used Coast Guard boat.
And a used Coast Guard boat. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what parish are you from, Kathy?
St. Dennis.
Okay. All right. So, what neighborhood is that?
That's in Ashburn, around 80 McKenzie.
Okay. And what do you like about
it? You're familiar with that.
Yeah. What do you like about Ashburn?
At this point, not too much.
Oh, you know that. Where do you live now?
I live in the western suburbs, which to this day horrifies me that I've become a suburbanite.
Oh, no. But you still have your Chicago accent. You can't lose that.
Well, the thing is, I don't really think I have an accent, and that's why I called. Okay? I'm just speaking normally, and people tell me all the time that I have an accent.
I'm telling you that you do have an accent. That A sound.
All right. So you ready? We're going to go through. I'm going to have you read something, okay? You read this back to me. I ordered 3 Polish sausages from the hot dog stand at 111th and Throop.
You didn't say Troop right.
Okay. We're leaving that up to you. I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand.
I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand at 111th and Troop.
Yes.
That's great. Wow. That's strong. Wow. Kathy, all that's right. Strong. Okay.
I'm not trying. Do you understand? This is just the way I talk.
I know. Well, that's what we're looking for. All right, we have a short.
You even got the Chicago kind of yell at you vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Well, you know, in Chicago, our highways go by name, not number. So when
that's right.
What's the I-294?
Not I-55.
What
okay?
is it? What is it?
The Stevenson.
Right, and it's not I-294.
It's the Tri-State Tollway.
Exactly.
That they told us that once it was paid for, we wouldn't have to pay tolls anymore.
Right, and it was supposed to be paid for in 1980.
Yeah. A bazillion years ago. Hello.
Try to kill off a bureaucracy in Chicago. It can't happen.
Kathy, awesome. Awesome right. jobs. Right. Thanks. She was great.
Oh, yeah. That should go in the museum of the classic Chicago accent.
Joe, what parish are you from, Joe?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I'm Jewish, though. So.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, you're the first one.
I don't know. I'm going to answer this question.
Okay, Joe. All right. I'm going to start you off. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, thanks. Could I get a I don't know. Let's do a Polish sausage today with a strawberry milkshake and a slice of chocolate cake.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. That's a strong flavor combo. All right. The squares for this quarter are 0 and 3. Say that back to me.
The squares for this quarter are 0 and 3.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, Joe, thanks for calling, man. All good right. job.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sure
he's
thing.
Good. He was good, but he's missing the
tree. Yeah.
Brendan, what parish are you from, Brendan?
St. William by Harlem and Grand.
All right. Harlem and Grand. Oh, great. Okay, yeah. I got a question for you. What's the best way to get to the Trib Tower from where you're from? Using side streets only.
Oh, well, I would take Bertolt to Pulaski, and then I could go right across Pulaski, down to Sawyer, and then down to, that's a good one, because the Kennedy's right there.
Yeah, you can't take the Kennedy. It's crowded.
Yeah, Sawyer to Wrightwood, maybe, and then east to, I don't know, I keep making rights and lefts until I got there, I guess.
That's great. Okay. And Ted,
all right,
you gotta...
Well, here's a vocabulary question. This is a newer phrase, so maybe not everyone would get it. What would you call a blonde-haired young woman you saw shopping at an expensive boutique around the corner of Damon and Armitage?
Oh, what was it called? A Lincoln Park Oh, yeah. Trixie? What
yes,
was it called?
Yes, Trixie. Got it. Trixie.
Nice
very
work.
Good.
Nice work, Brendan.
I was digging deep there.
There you go. Good job.
It's the B-side of Chicago
there
slang.
There you go. Thanks, Brendan. Good job. You got all the questions there. All right, let's keep going. Jim, what parish are you from, Jim?
I'm Lutheran.
Oh, okay. So.
All right, Jim, you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's a beautiful accent, Jim.
It is.
That's like that's so good.
Jim may be pulling into the lead.
Yeah. Welcome to Portillo's.
Right?
Yeah. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah. Give me two dogs with everything and large fry, glass of water.
Right. No Diet Coke.
Glass of water.
No
all right,
chocolate
my last
cake.
One. Last one for you, Jim. Name the starting pitchers from the 83 White Sox.
Let's see. Lamar Hoyt. Richard Dotson.
Oh, my God.
And a couple other guys.
And a couple other guys. Yes, that's the right answer.
Britt Burns and...
Burns and Bannister. And
Floyd Bannister. Yeah, there you go.
And I think Kuzman's in there,
but,
too.
But just saying other guys, I think really...
Nailed it. That was the was the 83 side.
That's actually a better answer for what we're looking for.
Thank you, Jim. That was so good. So good. Right. And, oh, man. Wow. Wow. I don't know, man. You got a tough choice here.
Yeah,
all right,
Jim and John.
Jim did an amazing job. John was great. Jim just turned it on right at the end there with the udder.
Yeah, yeah. That was a better answer than actually knowing who they were.
Okay, so you've got we've got on the.
I like Kathy for the women's side.
So Kathy, the who grew up in St. Denis and Ashburn. So you got her.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jim or John. John did the. John didn't get the front room right. He said living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim, I don't know if you get any better than Lamar Hoyt, Richard Dotson, and the other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he might have a last minute.
Right.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Jim. Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
How about that, Jim? You're still on the line, Jim. I think you just won with the other guys. How do you feel about that?
That's just awesome. I'd like to do Malnati's too.
And what do you want on your pizza?
Sausage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim, thank you so much. And you, we got your phone number, and you have been qualified. You and Kathy. And qualified to be in the big show we're going to do in the fall where you can win $333. Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
And a used Coast Guard.
And a used Coast Guard boat. That amazing tonight. Thanks to everyone who played. Kathy and Jim are the winners. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnatis.com. Thanks to everyone who played. Andrea. So close.
Yeah.
Try it again. And that's the thing. You could call in next week. You could get back in. You know, answer different questions. Ted McClellan is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. You can also see him tomorrow, 6907 North Clark. He's going to be at the Rogers Park branch of the Chicago Public Library for the event, The Changing Chicago Accent. That's at 2 o'clock. Ted, great to see you, and we'll see you next week.
All right. See you next Friday.